Matthew chapter 10, and the words of verse 42, please. Matthew 10, verse 42. We'll take as our text, and whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. I want you to think of the words at the end of the verse. He shall in no wise lose his reward. We're going to think about the rewards the Lord has for his people. But I want to highlight to you at the very beginning the possibility that the Saviour sets out there that you can lose your reward as a child of God, a reward that was meant for you. It can be lost and perhaps given to someone else. I'd like you to think of all your labours, all your efforts in the gospel, especially during the last season, from last September. Even if you think of all your labours in the gospel, since the day that you were saved, the day that you were converted. And as you think of all that you've done in the name of Christ and to spread the gospel, let me remind you and let me encourage you that God will reward you one day for all that you have done. The Bible teaches here, teaches it in other places as well. That's why we read from that passage in the book of Ruth, a full reward be given thee. The Bible teaches in many places that God rewards his people. He rewards them for their service, and he rewards them for the sacrifice that they have made for him. God is not a hard taskmaster. Sadly, sometimes that's the way the world portrays the God of the Bible and the God of heaven. But God is not a hard taskmaster. God doesn't ask you to work for him for nothing. Even if he did, we still would have no cause to complain. Because remember, men and women, he's already saved us from hell and forgiven our sins. And the very least that we could do in return for the greatness of his grace and mercy is to give ourselves and to give our lives in his service. But you think of how good the Lord is. Think of what bounty there is with him, because on top of salvation and all the blessings of salvation, God will reward you for your service for him. God rewards his people. I want you to ponder that, because men and women, that is a very encouraging truth for the child of God, set out here in this verse. And I'd like us to think of that as this year, this season. Remember, when we think of the years and the work of God, it generally runs from September right through to June, and we'll even be involved in the work of God over the summertime as well. But as this season draws to a close, I'd like us to look a little at what the Bible teaches about the rewards that God will give to us as his people. I'd ask you to notice, first of all, that the reward is an individual one. Look at what the text says. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones. Notice the word, whosoever. It's clear there will be a reward for every believer. There will be a reward from the hand of God for every one of his people. It's not just the church officers. We've been focusing upon those in office in recent weeks and months. But it's not just the church officers. Not just the minister, the elders, the deacons who will be rewarded. It's not just the Christian worker, the missionary, those who are in full-time service, who will be repaid for their efforts for the Master. The Bible teaches, men and women, pray that the Lord will write this afresh in an encouraging way in your heart today. The Bible teaches that every Christian gets rewarded by the God of heaven. We look at men like Paul, the great missionary. We think of his great journeys, his great labours. We think of men like Martin Luther that shook the world for God even to this very day. We still feel the effects of the life of Martin Luther. Next year is the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. 500 years later, the influence of his life is still born. We think of men like William Tyndale, gave us the English Bible, martyred for the cause of the gospel. And as we think of men like that, we have no doubt that they will be fully recompensed by God. But sometimes we think, sometimes we feel, that for those that some describe as the ordinary Christians, there will be no reward for them. And if you think like that, brethren and sisters, I want you to know that that is wrong. That is not so. All of God's people will be rewarded. You think of the Queen, been very much in the news this year with her 90th birthday. There was the Queen's birthday honours list. Every year there's the Queen's New Year's honours list. And whenever those lists are read out every year, the reality is there are many good people, many worthy people that have made great efforts for their community all of their life who go unnoticed. The same is true every year. But be encouraged, brethren and sisters, to know that with God, no one will be missed out. Every single one of his people will have their work, their effort, their part in the spread of the gospel. Their part will be honoured by the God of heaven. Paul said, when he was writing to the church at Corinth, every man shall have his own reward. Just ponder that for a moment. Meditate upon it. Is that what God says we're to do? Meditate upon these things. We can do that even in the meetings, not just when we're at home. Will you meditate upon that tremendous truth? Every man, that includes you today, every man shall have his own reward. No one left out. No one passed over. No one missed. No one else will be rewarded for the work or the part that you played or the labours that you did. Every man, every person will have their own reward. Every believer will be rewarded by God for his own work. So I say to you this morning, brethren and sisters, as you're engaged in the Christian life, whatever part you play in the service of the gospel, I want to say to you, be encouraged, because your labours are not in vain in the Lord. The reward is individual. I want you to say as well that the word is inclusive. It includes every act of service, every single act. We have that set out for us here. Everything that you do for Christ, no matter what it is, how insignificant, how lowly, everything that you do for Christ, one day it's going to be recognized. Look at what the text says. Whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Think of what's been said before us here, the giving of a cup of cold water as a disciple of Christ. And that's stated, it's used here to represent the most insignificant bit of service that any Christian could ever do. You couldn't do much less for any person than give them just a cup of cold water. There isn't even a spiritual aspect. There's no spiritual content to the action that's been set forth here. The gospel wasn't presented. Prayer wasn't offered. It is the most basic, simple, mundane act of service that any believer could ever do. But God says it will not go unrewarded. The principle, men and women, that is laid out and taught here so clearly is the principle that the least thing that is done for God, and I want you to be encouraged by that, the least thing that you do for God, it will receive a reward. It's not just the great things. It's not just the great events and the important things that are done for God that are going to be rewarded. I want you to see this morning everything, every single act that you do in his name, one day will be recompensed. Every simple, everyday act of kindness, every bit of hospitality, even all of those things, men and women, they're going to be repaid by the Lord himself. Did you ever notice those words that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus? Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. He's saying there really, whatever you do, no matter how small it is, whatever you do, God notices it. And God has a reward for it. You think of Mary washing the Savior's feet, no more lowly task. You think of the lad that gave his lunch to the Savior, 2 little fishes, 5 loaves of bread. Think of David playing his harp for King Saul in the palace. All of those things, little things, seemingly insignificant tasks, they're all going to be rewarded, men and women. Brethren and sisters, let me exhort you today, let me encourage you, don't despise the little jobs that God gives you to do in his work. Don't despise the making of the tea. There's more than a cup of cold water there. It's been heated and a wee bit of tea and a wee bit of milk and sometimes a wee bit of sugar that has been added to it as well. Don't despise the making of the tea, the making of the supper, the washing of the dishes. Don't despise the little jobs. Don't look down on any of those things or anything like them. Don't be careless in the performance of them, because God notes them. God notes how you do them. And he will, as Boaz said to Ruth, he will recompense your work. And he's going to give you a full reward. So the rewards are inclusive. Could I ask some of the men maybe to open those windows? Adrian, would you like to do that? Please, brother, I think a wee bit of air might help us. And may God bless you and reward you for your efforts this morning. The third thing, brethren and sisters, as we think of the rewards, is that they are immortal. You think of when will a believer be rewarded. Well, let me emphasize to you that part of the reward will be in this life. The Savior said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time." Part of the reward that God gives to his people is given now in this world and in this life. It is given in the honour, the blessing, the provision that we receive from the hand of God. But I want you to be in no doubt that the full and final part of the reward that God will give to us is something that is future. We often say, your reward is in heaven. And how true that is, men and women. When Jesus comes again, there's 2 things in particular that he's coming to do. He's coming to judge the ungodly, but he's also coming to reward the saints. Do you remember what the Savior said in the book of the Revelation? "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me." Just think of that. When the Savior is coming, what's he coming with? He's coming with his reward. He's coming to reward his people, to give to every man according as his work shall be. You think of your work for Christ. How will that be rewarded on the day the Savior comes? The Savior's coming, men and women, and he's coming to reward his people. You will receive your reward personally from the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing that is. What a prospect for us as his people. In the army, you don't get your reward while the battle's still on. You have to wait till the battle's over and the victory's won. And that's when the medal presentation takes place. And so it is with the believer. We have to wait until the end, men and women, to the end of the age, to the coming again of the Savior, when the battle for us as believers and as the church is over, and when the commander-in-chief, the great captain, our great captain, the Lord Jesus, will come to present you with your reward. And remember, men and women, because you receive your reward in eternity, that teaches us a very important truth and lesson. It will be an eternal reward. It will never be taken away. Isn't it true that the honors of this life are only for a season at best? They're only for life. But God's reward is something that's for all eternity. Jim Elliot, who was the missionary to South America to the Auk Indians, once said, "He is no fool who gives up that which he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." Maybe there's a battle, a struggle going on in your heart today about serving Christ, surrendering to him, giving your life to God to be a preacher, a missionary in days to come. You're thinking about what you have to give up. Well, remember, he's no fool who gives up that which he cannot keep. Whatever you have in this world, you'll not be able to keep it anyway. And if you give that up to gain something that you cannot lose, Jim Elliot was right, he is no fool. That's the wisest thing that you can ever do. You can't lose the reward that God will give to you. Brethren and sisters, don't be so caught up with carrying the cross on earth. I want to say to you this morning, rather, what you need to do is get your eyes on the crown that awaits you in heaven. Paul said to Timothy, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day. And not me to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." That's the prospect that is before you. We sometimes sing that hymn, "The crowning day is coming." For the believer, the best is yet to be. So it's individual, it's inclusive, it's immortal. There's one other thing about the reward I'll mention. That is, it's an incentive, or it ought to be. If you know that you're going to be rewarded for something, then that reward is an incentive to do it. It's not the principle that many parents try to instill into their children with a little reward, a little gift. You work hard, do well in your exams, and I'll give you such and such whenever the results come out. A reward is an incentive to do the job well, to do it to the best of your ability. The reward will encourage you, or it should motivate you. It will give you the desire, it will give you the will to carry out that work as you ought. Whenever we lived in Burryport in South Wales, for a number of months, there was a poster up in the town about a lost dog. Family had lost the family pet. And they offered £1,000 as a reward for the person that could find and return their dog to them. It gives you an idea of how much they treasured, how much they missed their pet. The money was an incentive to people in the community to get out and look for the dog. And that's what a reward does, men and women. Think of the business world. Firms offer commission. They offer bonuses to their salesmen, to their employees. The idea is the more you do, the more you learn. The bonus is to be an incentive to help keep you focused and to keep you at the job. And that's the same idea, men and women, that God sets out here in the Word of God. The reward that we're talking about, that eternal reward that awaits you in heaven, the Lord wants it to be an incentive so that you'll be busy for the Master, busy in the great task of winning souls for the Lord. The knowledge that you have, the knowledge that God gives to you of that reward and what it will be like, that is set forth in the Word of God for us, that God intends that to encourage you. And he wants to encourage you to be more earnest, to be more fervent, more zealous, more faithful for Christ. That's the Lord's purpose, men and women, in telling you all that he has about the reward that he has for you. You think of Paul writing to the Philippians. Do you remember what he said? That great text, "I press toward the mark for the prize." There's a prize that awaits you. God has a prize for you. Don't we all like to receive the prize? Prize night at school and so on. Well, there's going to be the greatest prize day of all, men and women. And Paul says, I press toward the mark. And what I'm pressing after, men and women, is the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And with us, as God's people, it should be the same. Knowing that there is an eternal prize to be obtained for every Christian. That should urge you on. That should cause you to put in more strength, to put in more effort, so that you can gain that prize when your life is over and when the day is done. And I want to say this to you as a close. You think of the illustration of a firm of business again. Sometimes an employee is lazy, he's careless. And if that is the case, someone else will get the business. Somebody else will get the bonus. And you know, it's just the same in the things of God. If you're lazy, if you're careless, if you're indifferent, you remember the church at Laodicea, neither cold nor hot, they were lukewarm. And we live in such an age, there's that Laodicean spirit all abroad. If you're careless, if you're lukewarm, if you're indifferent, if you don't do what God wants you to do with your life, men and women, do you know what will happen? God will get somebody else to do it. And you know what the result of that will be? They will receive the reward. They will receive the honor that should have been yours. They shall in no wise lose the reward. I pray the Lord might write that truth in your heart today. If you're careless with your life and the talents and the time God gives you here upon this earth, it's possible. The Savior is stating that very clearly, that you could lose your reward. You'll not be rewarded in heaven as you could have been. Didn't the Savior teach the same thing whenever he was speaking to the believers in Philadelphia? Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Somebody else can be wearing the crown in heaven that should have been yours. Don't let that happen, men and women. Don't let another get your crown. Consider the reward the Lord has for his children. Focus your thoughts on that today. Consider very carefully the reward the Lord has for you in heaven. The Lord has for you at that day of his coming. And as you think of that reward, let me say this to you just as a finish. Be encouraged. Be determined. Remember Daniel, it says he purposed in his heart he'd not defile himself. Well, as you think of the crown that awaits you and the reward the Lord will have for you, you purpose in your heart that you're going to do all you can every day you live, not to lose that crown, not to lose that reward, but to obtain it personally from the hand of the Savior. Whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones, just a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple. Verily, remember when the Savior used that word, verily, it means truly. He was saying something of great weight, something of great importance. Verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. May God bless his word today for Jesus' sake. 591.